Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, every Monday on the program, we look at the work of an entrepreneur and listen to the story from a 2,000 rand startup to a thriving jewelry business with refining, recycling and retail operations. Isabella Kobela's journey is a masterclass in entrepreneurial grit and generational legacy. Trained as a goldsmith and rough diamond evaluator, she launched Isabella Jewelers and Refiners in 2008 with, I'm told, determination and a deep love for the craft. But the real sparkle to the story, and I don't want to take anything away from that, is her daughter, Meki Ngengeni, who joined the business in 2012 and now leads operations as a chief executive officer. And together, this mother and daughter team have not only built a brand, I think what is more important, they've created real opportunity and have empowered other women and added some new value to South Africa's jewelry industry. Meki joins me now to discuss building a business, carving and carrying a legacy, and what it takes to shine in a competitive and what I think is a male-dominated industry. So, Meki, a very warm welcome and a fascinating story this is. Take us back, first of all. How did your mom start the business with just 2,000 rand?
Okay, thank you. Well, because it's a family-run business and founded by Isabella, she is a trained goldsmith who actually left nursing to follow her passion. So I think that also triggers how enthusiastic she is. So officially, when I joined the business 2012, she had already run the business, just initially manufacturing jewelry. And that's how the gap of her struggling to source the material, like your gold, your platinum, and whatever requirements the client was looking for. It was quite expensive. And she saw that her clients also had the need whereby they could bring in old jewelry and wanted to turn it into new trendy jewelry. So for her to start growing into manufacturing refined gold, she had to close that gap then.
And Meki, not to take anything away from her story, but I'm curious to know what inspired you to join her. And I understand that you have a supply chain background, and I guess that must have helped.
That must have helped. So when I joined initially as an administrator, and that triggered me to have interest and inspired to actually want to help to grow the business, because I could see just with small things like administration, putting it into place, a big impact, because it touches things like compliance and therefore it makes the business to be sustainable if it's able to keep abreast with the compliance, especially with this industry.
What do you think the toughest part of being a black woman-led business has been in the sector, which I alluded to a little earlier as being competitive and, if I'm not mistaken, very male-dominated?
Correct. You see, the regulator, they always talk about the businesses like ourselves, like black women-owned, especially in a very male-dominated industry. So I think from having that intel or stats, it keeps us going in terms of we need to inspire other women to want to participate in the business, that it's actually possible. However, I must mention that it does come with its own challenges. For example, if I had to compare a business with a company that is run by a male, they'll probably have more supply, they'll probably have more contracts compared to me. So it's almost like we have to continuously break into the industry and really prove a point that we are actually able to do the work.
And how do you do that? How do you go about proving that point? Because it must be very frustrating at times.
You know, before we joined the De Beers Enterprise Program, it was more challenging. But since we've participated in the program and completed, it has given us some form of networks where we got introduced to companies that we would have never met if we were on our own. So with having the networks in place, you're able to be introduced to companies, you're able to put your business out there, and you're able to have exhibitions to actually show the products that you're able to manufacture.
And Meki, for other entrepreneurs who are listening to this conversation, what advice would you give them in terms of managing and growing that network, which I'm hearing has been very critical to your success?
So first of all, it's important that you take your business seriously, meaning making it as professional as you possibly can, because that's how you compete. And if you have systems in place to help you professionalize a company and be able to run it smoothly, then it's easy for you to provide good services and be able to compete. So that's what I think as a start. And in terms of if you're a startup, it's always good to understand where you are in the business and how you're able to benchmark your business in order for it to continuously grow.
There are lots of jewelers both on the high street and online. It's very competitive, as we've said a little earlier. How important is it to keep your designs and your offerings distinctive, and how do you go about that creative process?
So if one had to compare jewelry back then and how it has evolved today, I'm sure one could actually appreciate the design aspect of it and how complex designs can be today. And we also have to capitalize on the fact that jewelry is not just for bridal wear. People celebrate milestones by exchanging jewelry. So we don't just stick onto just manufacturing wedding rings or wedding bands. Mm. And to design more complex and just go out of zone, then at least we can use technology. Nowadays, we use computer-aided designs, which help us to create those personalized design. And yeah, I think with the fourth industrialization coming on board, we're able to also further create and just make sure that we're able to manufacture according to the client, really emphasize co-creation and really try to make products that are aligned to what the client is looking for. And we also have our own brand. That's what makes us stand out, because we cannot compete with the existing retails. But if we're able to create our own brand, then we're able to show clients that, look, this is our brand. We're able to integrate our brand into the designs just for them to appreciate that we're able to design some complex designs.
And the future, what's the next big goal for Isabella Jewelers and Refiners?
So currently in the value chain, we're only playing in the mid and the downstream. However, the downstream is still limited because we're still wholesale manufacturer. Client has to wait for us to manufacture a product. And unlike in retail stores, you're able to walk in and choose a product that you want. So we're looking in future terms, whether can we stretch our products to be able to have access where we are able to be in the retail space.
And we do this every Monday on the program, a deep dive into the work of a young entrepreneur. And Meki Ngengeni, thank you very much indeed from Isabella Jewelers and Refiners. And good luck with the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.